Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. So welcome to one of our mini episodes. We are going to be bringing you a daily dose. I want to be here with you every day. I want to be that one person who's always in your life to bring you home to yourself, to give you that little bit of the break in the clouds, to show you, yes, you do belong here. No, you're not broken. And yes, you're needed. And I'm hoping that each day, there'll be something that I have to share with you that will encourage you, that will inspire you, that will make you feel less alone. So I'm really excited because I'm going to be doing a 5-day free workshop. Have any of you ever come to any of my free 5-day challenges? I love spending this time with you guys because I know you listen to the podcast, but then we get to actually hang out and it's really fun. And I'm there. I'm all in. You know how I teach is I don't usually over prepare. I don't have any scripts. There's no slideshows. It's not like this big webinar. It's just me and you, open heart, just dropped in and giving you the best of what I have to give. And so we're going to be spending 5 days together. It's free. You can sign up at kathyheller.com/challenge. This one is called Your Soul's Calling. And for 5 days, we're going to talk about what is it that you are being called to do here. I do believe that everyone has been given a divine assignment. All of us, each one of us is needed to make the world complete. It's like a puzzle. And if any one of us is missing, that puzzle doesn't actually become whole. And so it's my mission to empower every person that I could possibly connect with to show you clearly that there is something inside of you that never was, never will be. And so we will spend 5 days together and talk about how do you identify it? How do you have the courage to act on it? And how do you take it and live into that potential and step into your greatness? So come join me for 5 days. It's going to start June 7th, but you can sign up now. Go to kathyheller.com/challenge. It's going to be amazing. So here's what was on my heart today. Let's take a listen.
You don't have to find your people. They're going to find you. It's like putting up the bat signal. Right? The Batman, you know, when he puts the emblem in the sky and people can come and find him. People will find you when you, there's a certain kind of energy that pierces through and it flies over the noise. It's not competing with that other stuff that's in the atmosphere. And so it penetrates. And so if you can come in from that place, if you can hold in that place, if you can show up in that place, it's going to be like wildfire. So what will it mean you have to surrender in order to receive like this? What will that mean for you? What will you have to surrender? What will you have to let go of? What will you have to do? How will you move differently in order to receive like this? Surrender the comfort of playing small. And like, is it really comfortable to play small or is it really uncomfortable? It's really uncomfortable. Being willing to be seen. Yeah. And again, it's like when we make it about them being seen, then that's really what it is, right? Maybe it's really seeing clearly what's actually going on. Maybe it means committing to the truth rather than the narrative and the story that we've been telling. Like a lot of the times when you hear people's resistance, it's because the story they're telling is a lot about the ego and a lot about the brokenness and the separateness and the complaining and the, right? And so then we think, oh my God, there's a lot to do here. But if you can really know the truth about where things really happen, which is really in this vibration, really in surrendering all that narrative, all that story, that whole artifact, which is like the past, right? Whereas most people kind of like get into that and they start to, you start to lower your vibration by arguing in somebody else's lower denominator sandbox. And you're like, okay, yeah, let's talk about that. Like, that's not even, it's not what's happening, right? It's not what's happening. It's like, whatever you're wanting to do for people, they're going to have to let go of the known in order to step into something that's unknown, which is better than the known. Like everybody I meet at every single moment wants something greater, wants a feeling of expansion. Still, from wherever they are, they want expansion. They want transcendence. That means they're going to have to let go of something that really just boils down to protection. Most of the time, the thing that's keeping us stuck is we're trying to protect ourselves from something, from being on the hook, from receiving. You know, maybe it's scary to receive. It hurts. It hurts to receive. You know, I remember being in therapy when I was like 19 and my therapist said, what's the kindest thing you can do for a person with third degree burns? Hug them really tight or stand 6 feet away? Stand 6 feet away. It hurts to be held really tight. And so what happens is, when somebody actually shows up and starts to give to us, we feel that we're being held tight. And it's like all of a sudden those burns start. We're like, oh, do I really feel worthy of this? There's like a shame. And really then the game we're really playing with the universe is, how much can I really just expand again to receive and just let it in, just let it in. It's such a lovely vibration to be in. Yeah. And you're starting to get it. Like you're starting to really get it. And I'm telling you, the more you get it in here, the more you embody it and you hold it in here, it's just going to make everything you're doing so powerful and so easy. And it doesn't really matter what the offer is, because you're never selling price and you're really never selling the offer anyway. You're selling the vibration. You're selling the resonance. That's what you're selling. That's the difference. That's why different things resonate differently for different people. And some people want to buy shoes at Payless and some people want to buy shoes at Neiman Marcus. It's just a different energy. They want a different experience and they don't really need you to go into the details of the value, because it's so obvious that the energy is just really different and that's the energy they're looking for today. So you get to decide, you know, do you want to set up a little kiosk in front of Payless and serve people who are not in a moment where they're looking for a different kind of energy? Or do you want to serve people who are open to receiving more, open to a greater expansion, and therefore going to be looking for investing, taking the leap to invest in something that's going to actually transform their life? Because that's how things are. That's how things are.
All right. Well, I hope you guys are going to enjoy these mini episodes. If there's something that you need to hear, if there's a question that you have, if there's a certain particular way that I can support you, please feel free to DM me on Instagram at Kathy.Heller. I'm here for you. I'm here to remind you with complete certainty that it is absolutely possible for you to get paid to do what you love, for you to feel that feeling of purpose and contribution in your life every day, because you were put here, you were assigned to share with the world that which is uniquely yours. And so if there is any way that I can help support you, please let me know. In the meantime, I'll be bringing you these daily doses and hoping that that makes a difference. I love you so much. If this is helpful, please share it on your Instagram. Please text it to somebody. Let's keep spreading the love and helping people to show up more in this life with the magic that they were given.